Samuel asked me at the end of the break, he said, how long did it take you to develop this? And the answer is, it actually stemmed from my doctoral dissertation at Cambridge, which was written on the imperative, and I was working on the verbal aspect kind of stuff. Now, when I first developed that in the dissertation, and the fundamentals in this respect now, of what I'm going to talk about right now, the fundamentals of my dissertation are wrong. In that, and I've developed further since then, all right? But I was working with a German concept that is called Aktionsart, type of action. And in the Aktionsart version of this, it's not a matter of focus. It is a matter of the type of action that's actually going on. In other words, that each stem conveyed a difference in actual nature of the activity, not the focus that the speaker has. I think all of the people that I had listed over there before have gone away from any Aktionsart concept to aspect, which is perspectival. That is to say, I can give you an imperative in the so-called present tense, focusing on your involvement, or I can give it to you in the aorist, focusing on the activity, depending on what perspective I want to take on it. See, that's an important key with this thing. Just kind of like when I said, when I went downtown at 2 o'clock, I saw the bank robbery, or when I was going downtown at 2 o'clock, I saw the bank robbery. When I say when I was going downtown, I want to emphasize my kind of involvement in passing by, and in the other one, it's just a factor. So it depends, and it's the same act. I mean, it's not like it's actually different. I'm talking about the same activity. So, so I would say, you know, it was something like this. The one developed over a period of maybe 10 years, and then in about, well, I don't know, maybe it's another 10. You know, there was a kind of a further development in the direction away from Aktionsart toward aspect, toward this perspectival kind of idea. To kind of illustrate that perspectival difference, if you said, something like, we're going to have a morphological issue here, so I won't put this up in the Greek. But if I were to say, I want to proclaim the gospel. I want to proclaim the gospel. Now, I could use the present infinitive or the aorist infinitive. I want to proclaim the gospel. If I used the so-called present, I would emphasize something like this. I want to involve myself in the activity of proclaiming the gospel. I want to do this regularly. I want to do this habitually. Or maybe I want to try to proclaim the gospel. So I would be focusing on my involvement with the proclamation. If I simply use the aorist, then it would be, I want to proclaim the gospel perhaps like this, as opposed to what else? I want to just study the scriptures privately, or I want to build houses for poor people. So when you're going on focus on the action, then the focus tends to be this thing, maybe as opposed to something else. When it's a focus on connectivity, now it's a focus on my involvement in the thing. Same act, though. So we would have here Pharaoh, and you don't do a present version of the aorist stem. Then you would have epharon. See, I'm taking this and putting the secondary termination on and the augment, and then here we have a nang kun, a And this is Anenk. Anenk is actually the stem. Like that. Anenkun. Pharo oiso Anenkun. Now, the fourth principal part, which is the perfect, is Anenoch. I'll discuss the ending on that later. And then this would be Anenoch in the pluperfect. So this is going to augment in the same way that that augments right there. When you do this, you are using here the identical terminations, and you must, when you're down in this line, you must have an augment on the form. This is an important point that I should say specifically. Please realize that there is, the imperfect is not a principal part, because you can always make it. You take the omega off of the present indicative active, you put on an augment, you put on the secondary endings, terminations. See, so it's not a principal part. You can always make imperfects from presents, just like I did here. See what I did? Right there. I took off the omega. I put on the omicron nu termination, and I put an augment on the front, just as if I were making a strong aorist. So let's do dechamai. Let's do that. See? And I use the normal main stuff. That, again, that's why it's not a principal part. The imperfect is no more a principal part than the subjunctive is a principal part. That was a good question, guy. See, deponency is HIV for the stem. And so whenever you're using that stem, it's going to be deponent. That's what it is. If you are talking about something happening right now, I mean, this is my own supposition. They could have done it. If you're talking about something happening right now, by its very nature, somebody is actually involved with the activity. Yeah, well, I mean, right. I suppose you could just focus on the action, but if a person is actually doing something right now, there is such a natural involvement of the person in the activity that, I mean, you know, you might. I never thought about this. It's only because you asked this question after Rob. It's sort of like a deponency. In other words, because it is so natural to actually see a person doing the activity, if it's present, you just keep doing the first principal part stem. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, and I'm going to be honest with you. I promise myself every time I do this lecture, and then I just don't keep the promise. But before I do the lecture, I've been wanting to go back and just do a little research as to whether or not there actually are present indicative forms of the aorist stem. You know, it wouldn't surprise me to find out way back in Homer's time or something that there actually were those, but that they've actually fallen out of use like actives do for deponents, because everybody's going to use the focus on connection stem. I mean, it's just natural. Somebody's doing the activity, or he's involved with it right now. Yeah. I receive, I was receiving, or used to receive, or tried to receive, or began to receive, or yippee-doo, received. All right? This has sometimes been called by Jeff Gibbs, whoop-dee-doo. Whoop-dee-doo, receive. That is to say, you got to put whoop-dee-doo in there in some way, which is began to do, tried to do, used to do, was doing, something like that. And then this would simply be I received. No whoop-de-doo. But let me add this. aorist is sort of default mode. So when you're just talking, I went downtown, I paid the bill, I went over the travel, you know, you're just kind of talking about what you did. Default mode, that's the aorist. So, just listen to this before you leave. So, the way you should be thinking about this is aorist is sort of default mode. And in the indicative, that's what you're kind of going to find in narratives. When you see an imperfect, you got to pay attention. See, that's when the antennae ought to go up. Because there's a focus on connection in some way that the guy is making. So at that point, you want to say, whoa, what is this? He began to do it, he tried to do it, whatever it is. The aorist is always much kind of simpler. You know, it's just, I went there, I paid the bill, I came home again. But now, see, the minute you say, while I was paying the bill, they bring, oh, well, now I am almost making it like a movie for you. See? And yet, it's the same paying of the bill. It's not more or less past. It's not more or less past. Now, some people, like Porter, whose name I put up, would talk in terms of imperfective. That is to say, that the action is not viewed as being done yet, as opposed to I paid the bill. Well, that's another way to do aspect. See, that's another way. It's a wrong way to do aspect, but it's another way to do it. So, for those of you who are Porter fans, all of this is trying to deal with focus. In this, the writer, author, speaker is taking a view of what's going on. And he's either viewing like the action itself, or, you know, Fanning would say from inside or outside the action, or, you know, or it's perfective and it's stopped or whatever. You can, there are all these versions of this scheme. But whatever it is, imperfect and aorist are not more or less past than each other. It's a different focus on the part of the speaker or writer.